This is John DeMaria, your friendly host here on KMMT. We're doing our ACE program on Tuesday this week. Why? Because it's Giving Tuesday, and we've got the pleasure of speaking with our first guest this morning, Luis Medina. He's the Communications and Philanthropy Director for Friends of the Inyo. Wow, Lou, how's it going, my friend?
Good morning, John. It's going really well. Thank you very much. We're always excited when Giving Tuesday comes around because it's an opportunity for nonprofits to, you know, reach out to the community, appealing for much needed funds.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, we're, you know, pressing on full steam ahead with our Giving Tuesday campaign. So.
Absolutely. Yeah, it is a big day, and you guys do such a great job that we're honored to be part of your program on this Giving Tuesday. But it's been about a year since you've taken over there as the communications director. How's everything been going for you?
Well, yeah, you know, it's been a great year. It's been a year since I've been living in the Eastern Sierra. I actually started with Friends of the Inyo in June of last year. So it's been about a year and a half that I've been with the organization, but yeah. My first few months were, I was working remotely from Bakersfield, which is where I was living at the time. And then a year ago today, I was actually living in a hotel. My first month in Bishop, I spent at a hotel while the place that I moved into was getting ready, you know, and getting refurbished. And it's been a great year of learning a lot about, you know, the conservation issues that affect our region. I also had a challenge earlier this year because my neighborhood was impacted by the Fairview fire, and about 9 homes in my neighborhood burned down. Mine was spared. And so that was a blessing, you know, but I feel for my neighbors whose homes burned down.
Yeah.
They just finished clearing the debris on that, and the rebuilding is going to start probably in the new year. Have really enjoyed just going out on hikes and drives and just getting to know this area, you know, so that I can represent the work of Friends of the Inyo better to the community. So it's been a lot of fun.
Yeah, you're a busy guy, and you're really good at what you do. I really have appreciated you simply for being you. You really, I mean, when your title is communications director, but you really are good at communicating. I mean that sincerely.
Oh, thank you.
I mean, it takes a lot to juggle all of the things that you're doing and the little programs that you guys have going, and you do a great job. So I just wanted to throw that out there and say thank you. Really, I appreciate you.
Well, thank you. I think that my job is fun and easy compared to, you know, a lot of our my coworkers who are out actually, you know, doing trail maintenance and maybe erasing tracks, you know, that illegal off-roaders have made on the playas of Death Valley, for example. They're the ones that are out in the trenches. I just get to tell their stories, you know, and amplify their voices, or like the, you know, the biologists that we work with and the great work that they're doing trying to, you know, preserve like fragile living beings out in the Eastern Sierra. I get to tell the stories, and that's what's fun for me.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, it takes us all, right? We have all parts to make it go round. But today is a big day for Friends of the Inyo. It's called Giving Tuesday. What is Giving Tuesday?
Well, Giving Tuesday started about 10 years ago. And it has the support of the United Nations Foundation. It's grown, obviously, in a very short time to a worldwide movement where there are about 75 countries that actually have adopted it as a, you know, worldwide day of giving. And the emphasis is online giving because it's very easy to make donations using a credit card, and it's very very practical to do crowdfunding for, you know, big needs that nonprofits have. And it comes right after, you know, Thanksgiving, where everyone's thinking about food, and then comes Black Friday and everyone's thinking about shopping. And then Cyber Monday is all about online shopping, and then here comes Giving Tuesday. So, you know, this is a good way to bring people back to reality, that it shouldn't just be all about consumerism, but, you know, they should also remember, you know, that it's really important to give back. And how do you give back? By supporting the charities that are doing good work to, you know, prevent animal abuse, prevent homelessness, save the environment, help seniors, help veterans. So that's what Giving Tuesday is all about.
Yeah. So why should people participate by giving online to charities on this day? I guess you've answered it for us, you know, just... Yes.
Well, yeah, it's the power of crowdfunding, really. You know, it's like there are a lot of sayings, you know, we're better together. Even biblical scriptures say, you know, one can put 1,000 to flight, two can put 10,000 to flight. So it's, you know, it's like it's the power of people, right? The power of people giving towards a common cause. If you're looking for, it comes at the end of the year. So if you're looking for a tax break, this is the ideal time to give, right? Because you can claim it on your tax return. It puts a laser focus, Giving Tuesday puts a laser focus on charities and the work that charitable organizations are doing. So it's a good way to thank them by giving to them. And then also, especially if you have kids or young people in your life, this is a great opportunity to introduce them to giving back, you know, charitable giving, because, you know, maybe their mind has been set on, okay, what are we going to get on Black Friday? You know, maybe can we get our Christmas presents early because of the deals or whatever? Well, this is an opportunity to teach them a little bit about giving back, right? Take the focus off of themselves and put it on others. And you never know, you may be raising the next Bill or Melinda Gates there, you know, just by planting a little seed about giving to charity.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm a big fan of the balance, right? Give and take, you know, and there's something very rewarding. I know that you guys do a great job of asking for all ages to come out and participate in many of the events. And I do believe it is very rewarding for our age, for our children to get out there and participate. And one of the ways is say, hey, we're going to donate to Friends of the Inyo. Why? Because, well, this is what they're doing. I guess that leads to the question, why should listeners donate to Friends of the Inyo?
Well, you know, that's a really good question. And actually, on the donation portal, and I just want to say it, you know, so that people will know, on our website, which is friendsoftheinyo.org, we've created like three entryways to, you know, to donate. So if you go to our blog, you'll see a blog post and the link is there to donate on Giving Tuesday. Mm-hmm. If you go to our events page, you can donate there because there's an event post, because, you know, this day is a 24-hour, you know, giving event. And then just a regular donate page, which is there year-round. But on our blog post and on the events post, we actually have a downloadable PDF, which talks about our accomplishments this year. And I just want to give you an idea of what we've done with people's, you know, giving in 2022. Well, first of all, I want to call attention to the fact that if you give to Friends of the Inyo, your donation will be doubled, because our board of directors, who are very generous and very involved in the work that we do, they have actually put up a $21,000 match so that every dollar donated up to $21,000 will be doubled. That means that, you know, we can raise up to $42,000 in one fell swoop, which is really awesome.
Yes.
Our stewardship team, we had 5 trail ambassadors working throughout all 5 ranger districts here in the Eastern Sierra. They did, they monitored 853 miles of trails, maintained 54,788 feet of trails. They cleaned 283 campsites. and removed 167 illegal fire rings, picked up 2,128 pounds of trash. Wow. That's like over a ton of trash that they removed. And then we also engaged a lot of volunteers from the community, 258 volunteers. And, you know, according to Independent Sector, which tracks statistics on volunteering in all over the United States, in California, a volunteer hour is worth something like $35 because they prorate it by state. And so these volunteers delivered 1,533 hours of service, which is valued at over $54,000.
Wow.
So that's a really good in-kind leverage that we got from engaging volunteers. We kept up with our campaigns for protecting Conglomerate Mesa, for keeping Long Valley green, and keeping, you know, the LA Department of Water and Power from aggressively dewatering Long Valley and Little Round Valley. I personally was involved in a lot of the outreach to Spanish and other minority communities. You know, we held our first ever Latino Conservation Week in Bishop City Park in July, and we started partnering with the town of Mammoth Lakes and the White Bark Institute and El Sol de la Sierra newspaper to inform local Spanish readers of El Sol about wildfire prevention and preparedness, which is really important. So we've just had a busy year of, you know, full of accomplishments. And it's not that we want to toot our own horn, but we want to let people know that your investment of charitable dollars in Friends of the Inyo is needed and is going towards a good cause.
Absolutely. Yeah, you guys, I mean, I'm looking at these stats as you were reading them off. I mean, 258 volunteers valuing at $54,000. That's a nice stat. And all that trash pounds, 2,000 pounds, 853 miles of monitored trail work, cleaning up after the campsites, like 283 campsites were cleaned up. And, of course, all of the other great work that you had mentioned before. All right, so I'm in. So how do I donate?
Well, just go to our website, friendsoftheinyo.org.
Okay.
And on, you know, on our homepage, you'll see the menu across the top. You can get into our donation pages either through the donate tab, the blog tab.
Yep.
So our latest blog is at the very top of all the blog posts.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a link there to donate, or you can go to our events page and donate through there. So we've made it easy for people to donate.
Yeah, absolutely.
And then just using your credit card, you just fill out your information, your credit card information. You choose the donation amount that you want to give. And that's pretty much it.
Yeah,
it can't be any easier than that, you know?
Right on. Friendsoftheinyo.org. You will find the links for sure. It's very easy. Now, I have a question. You're getting a matching donation from the board up to $21,000, right? That's awesome. Now, is that only for today, or does that go through the end of the year?
No, it goes through the end of the year because a lot of our donors like to donate by check. So, Giving Tuesday is really the kickoff of our year-end fundraising season.
Got it.
So it's a great way to kick it off. And then soon all of our members of Friends of the Inyo, and to be a member of Friends of the Inyo, you just have to give a minimum of $35 over a year's time, whether it's a one-time gift or you can split it up into, like, you know, if you want to give $10 now and a few months down the line, you want to give $25, there's your $35, right?
Yeah.
But our members will get a mailer. And then also, we also send out the mailer to people that maybe have donated to Friends of the Inyo in the past, but they haven't in the last couple of years. You know, COVID threw everything out of whack for a lot of people, right?
Yeah.
So maybe they're ready to donate again. So a lot of those people who are in our database will be getting a mailer, and that mailer will be going out probably within the next week to 10 days. And so they can donate through the end of the year. There's an envelope there with a donation card, and they could just send in a check to Friends of the Inyo. Yeah.
Right.
So the matching, the $21,000 matching gift will be available until it's depleted. But even then, you know, we'll continue to accept donations.
Absolutely.
Because we need the money.
Yes, I know. That's all wonderful. And I said, you know, it's extended because I think it's good to know this. If you can't get to it today, maybe you're working right now and you're hearing it, but I want to do
Absolutely.
It, but I know it's not going to be today, but maybe this weekend. So it's still good. But I also feel like you want to strike while the iron's hot and the information is fresh. And today is a big push. And we can start to build momentum by just responding right now, right? Just getting on there, go to Friends of the Inyo and saying, you know what, I'm going to do my $50, my $100, my $4,000, whatever it might be for you, and help them do the great work that they're doing. So why, I guess maybe if you've answered this, but maybe you can elaborate, why is it most beneficial to donate to Friends of the Inyo at this time?
Yeah, there are, you know, several reasons. One is the match, you know, so that is, you know, a group of people, you know, our 9 board members have done a big, heavy lift of putting up $21,000.
Yeah.
And so that's a great way to leverage your giving so that let's say you only have $25 to give. Well, your $25 turns into $50 thanks to that matching gift. So the impact that you create is greater, right? Second of all, like you said, everyone's mindset right now, we're riding a wave of attention, right, on charitable giving through Giving Tuesday. Giving Tuesday creates a buzz. So this is a great opportunity to ride that wave, and then also to tell your friends, you know, if you support Friends of the Inyo, and you have other friends who love the outdoors and have benefited from some of the work that we've done, the trail maintenance, the litter cleanup, and all that, well, encourage them to also give. And how do you do that? After you donate, you have the opportunity to post on Facebook that you donated to Friends of the Inyo and invite others to do the same. And then another important reason, especially this year, is that inflation affects us like it does everybody else. You know, high gas prices, high costs of printing our Jeffrey Pine Journal magazine, which is really popular. And by the way, it's hitting mailboxes this week, you know, for anyone who's a member of Friends of the Inyo. Office supplies, everything is going up, and we need funding to keep up our same level of service with regard to public lands protection. You know, when we hire our trail ambassadors to educate people, because they don't do just trail maintenance, they also do like guided hikes, and they educate people on the 7 principles of Leave No Trace. And that's really important. I don't know if you've been out there on the trails lately, but oh my God, the amount of poop, both dog poop and human poop, that gets left behind in bags is embarrassing, you know, and who cleans that up? Our trail ambassadors do.
Yeah.
So we need funding for a lot of, you know, the activities that we're doing out there to protect, you know, our beautiful public lands here in the Eastern Sierra.
Oh, good. Oh, good. Yes. you brought it. You made it very real right there. thanks for that. We appreciate that. But one of the things I was thinking while you were speaking is that you guys have posts on Facebook and Instagram, no doubt. Just sharing those with those folks maybe from other parts of the world who have been to the Eastern Sierra and have an affinity here to remind them that they can, in fact, keep us, you know, keep the Friends of the Inyo going and continuing to do the great things that you are doing. You suggest that we do that, yeah? Just share the post, right? And let everyone know, hey.
You can share the post. Yeah. And, you know, the wonderful thing is, and I'm going to give you some statistics about nonprofits and how effective nonprofits are. This comes from the California Association of Nonprofits. So just in our state alone, nonprofits in California generate close to $274 billion in annual revenue to our state. And $40 billion of those dollars come from out-of-state sources. And a lot of that is through donations that come from outside of California. Well, if you have friends on the East Coast, or if you have friends, you know, in the South or even overseas, you can encourage them to give to Friends of the Inyo, and that's new money that's coming into our state for charitable purposes, right? Yeah. So that's the beauty of Giving Tuesday, that it allows us to tap into funds that aren't here, because, you know, we have a finite set of dollars here in the Eastern Sierra, right? Mm-hmm. Especially as sparsely populated as we are. But if we together, using the power of crowdfunding, encourage other people to give, then we're being philanthropists, each one of us, and helping to bring in outside dollars to improve our little corner of the world.
Yeah, absolutely. Very good, Lou. You're an amazing dude, and we appreciate Friends of the Inyo and what you're doing. Of course, if you're listening right now, feel inspired to go to friendsoftheinyo.org for Giving Tuesday. Our donations are being matched up to $21,000. That's wonderful. And today, while we're thinking about it, just respond to it. Is there a question that I have not asked you that you'd like to share with our listeners?
No, just... I just think that we live in a very giving community, you know, very generous community. Our office is down here in downtown Bishop, you know, in the Town and Country little shopping, office area here. We're right above the Salvation Army. And so I see them working hard, you know, feeding the hungry over the holidays. I know that there are a lot of other nonprofits that are working in, you know, domestic violence prevention. IMACA is working in homelessness and hunger prevention. We've got the Sierra Club. We have the Audubon Society, you know, other environmental nonprofits that are working to protect both the lands and the wildlife that we have here. So just, I would just encourage people to follow their heart, you know, give to whatever you feel passionate about. And we hope that you will also feel passionate about the work that we're doing at Friends of the Inyo. You know, we are a convener. We work in collaboration with a lot of groups. We serve all of Inyo and Mono counties. We are like a leading organization of the Conglomerate Mesa Coalition, the Bodhi Hills Conservation Partnership, and the Keep Long Valley Green Coalition. So we are involved in a lot of work. And, oh, yeah, the one thing I forgot to mention that also is an additional expense that we've had beginning this year that we didn't have last year is we opened up an office in Lone Pine in August. That is so that we could be closer to our tribal partners down in southern Inyo County, and then closer to the lands that we're working to protect, like Conglomerate Mesa. And so, yeah, you know, if you care to give to Friends of the Inyo, just go to friendsoftheinyo.org, and, you know, either through the donate link or through the blog link or through the events link, you can get to our donation portal, either one, like any one of those three ways, and then just donate. No donation is too small, and we appreciate every dollar that comes in.
Awesome, awesome. Well said, Lou. We appreciate Friends of the Inyo, and we appreciate our listeners, a big deal. We know how passionate we are up here in the Eastern Sierra about taking care of our backyard, and you guys certainly do a great job. So what I wanted to ask you, I wanted to say, you know, I always ask our guests to pick a song. Before you go, have you chosen a song for us today, and why?
Yeah, I chose Jack Johnson's Upside Down because it's a happy tune, and it's also a song about possibilities. At least that's how I interpret the lyrics, you know? Mm-hmm. And Giving Tuesday is all about possibilities, you know? Something that we can't do on our own. Together, if we get together through crowdfunding, we can accomplish a lot. And, you know, some of the possibilities that we are wanting to accomplish, they're really not that far-fetched. So what's far-fetched about trying to keep the water in the Eastern Sierra, more of the water in the Eastern Sierra here, rather than have it go to L.A.? That's how nature intended it to be, right? What's far-fetched about that? And we're trying to accomplish that. What is far-fetched about trying to save conglomerate Mesa from destructive mining interests, right? When, the Lone Pine Paiute tribe, you know, considers conglomerate Mesa an island in the sky because it's like a mesa that rises above the desert, and it becomes, it's called an island in the sky because only certain types of plants, you know, can thrive in those altitudes. It's not far, what we're trying to do is not anything that's far-fetched. It's just keeping nature pristine and intact like it was intended to be. And so those are the possibilities that we're wanting to accomplish. And I thought Upside Down, you know, it's like, it's a song about possibilities. And we're actually trying to, you know, if anything, like maybe not really turn things upside down, but kind of like keep things the way they should be, if that makes any sense. And that's why I chose that song. Long story short.
I know, right? Absolutely. Well, Lou, thank you so much. If you're just tuning in right now, ladies and gentlemen, we've got Louis Medina on the line, the communications and philanthropy director for Friends of the Inyo. It is Giving Tuesday, and you can find out all the information that you need to donate whatever you feel moved to donate to friendsoftheinyo.org, and there's links there for how to do that very easily. Lou, have a great rest of the day. We always appreciate you, my friend.
Well, we appreciate KMMT, and we appreciate you, John. Thank you so much for championing our work and for keeping the community informed about all the good things that are happening here in the Eastern Sierra.
Absolutely. All right, my friend, have a great rest of the day. We will talk again very soon.
All right, thanks.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, courtesy of Louis Medina, the Communications and Philanthropy Director at Friends of the Inyo, here's Jack Johnson's Upside Down.
Impossible, they forgot. This world keeps spinning, and with each new day I can feel a change in everything. And as the surface breaks, reflections fade, but in some ways they remain the same. And as my mind begins to spread its wings, there's no stopping curiosity. I wanna turn the whole thing upside down. I'll find the things they say just can't be found. I'll share this love I find with everyone. We'll sing and dance to Mother Nature's songs. I don't want this feeling to go away. I can't do everything, well I can try. And as I roll along I begin to find, things aren't always just what they seem. I wanna turn the whole thing upside down. I'll find the things they say just can't be found. I'll share this love I find with everyone. We'll sing and dance song. This world keeps spinning and there's no time to waste. Well, it all keeps spinning, spinning round and round and upside down. Who's to say what's impossible and can't be found? I don't want this feeling to go away. please don't go away. Please don't go away. Please don't go away. Is this how it's supposed to be?